Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Dave, we've been friends for a long time.
Long time.
Now, I've got a series of very probing questions here.
Okay.
And here's what's going to happen. I'll read a question, then you'll read a question. All we will both answer the way that we think the other person will answer, okay?
Brilliant.
Our markers here are our two drinks. You
yes.
have the margarita.
Yes.
I have the martini with the blue cheese olives.
And there's real alcohol in them,
there is,
and it's early in the morning
it is
here,
just,
Tennessee time.
Just to let yeah. the audience in. It's 11 o'clock in the morning right
yeah.
now. But you know what? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Okay. Let's right. see what happens.
Here we go. First question. Ben Shapiro will eventually try marijuana.
I will make it. Oh, wait. This is what you're going to say to
yes.
me.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. You are right. I don't think he will eventually try the Peruvian parsley.
He will try it, and that's because I'm eventually just going to put it in some sort of kosher meal for
mm-hmm.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he will accidentally try it.
That's
I don't think he will voluntarily
no.
smoke weed,
no.
but I think at some conservative event
yeah.
that we do, I will bring the hummus,
mm-hmm.
and I will have put in a little bit of marijuana,
yeah.
and Stone Ben Shapiro will speak at normal person pace.
he'll be like, Ben, you can still slow down a yeah. little, but
like,
this
man,
is much
the weed's
better.
Not working. Yeah.
That's yes, I like that. There's also the question of, he could get a contact high. I have no
yeah.
idea what Clay
I think
was
he's
smoking
beyond,
on that show. Yeah.
yeah, he's beyond contact.
He's
high.
Beyond,
yeah,
you're right.
His yeah. his defenses, yeah.
So we were totally right. About
yeah.
each other.
We were okay. right about each
all
other.
Right.
So we should probably,
drink if yeah. I if I know the rules, which I don't.
Yeah,
I
think we and should. In honor of Shapiro and the
mm-hmm.
week. All right. Kamala Harris will become president before 2024.
So it's not before 2022. It's not before the midterms. It's
not before the midterms, but before
the end of this
Joe term. Biden term is over. Yeah, that old bastard isn't making it. Come on, what are we doing here?
However,
yeah,
I'm going to have to correct you. I don't think.
You think he's going to make it?
I think he's got whatever is keeping him alive right now, whether
yeah.
it is drugs or marionette strings. I think he is too prideful to not serve out one full term. I don't think he's going to make it even 5 seconds longer than that.
Right.
But I think he's going to make it the full term.
Do you think that right at the end they take him out back like old Yeller? Like that's what she's
yeah,
going to
yeah.
do. Joe, there's something out there.
Yeah, hey,
have you been to the backyard
George?
Of the White House?
Yeah. Think of the flowers. No, the rabbits.
That's yeah,
think of the rabbits. Yeah. Okay. Well, so
wow,
you got
I'm shocked.
Run. You got a drink.
I'm shocked, Knowles.
But you know, in solidarity with you, I suppose I'll drink too.
Mm. To old Joe, may he last.
To thinking of the rabbits, George. Okay.
The difference there, by the way, is that I just think he will completely break down within the next
yeah.
3 years. You think he can? They can drug. I mean, think
yes.
what a state we're in America.
Yeah.
That your honest assessment is that they can drug him or use strings. to get,
he almost,
what about just a Weekend at Bernie's kind of thing? Well, they just have Pelosi and Kamala.
That's basically yeah, what yeah. happened at that
yeah.
fake State of the Union
Ridiculous.
That happened a while ago. I mean that.
Yeah.
He barely made it through that.
Yeah.
But the guy, you know, he's got piss and vinegar running through his veins. All right. That guy, I think he wants to make it.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Donald Trump's presidency was a net good for the Republican Party.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to save it?
Yes. I actually want to put it even further off. Like,
super. We agreed. We agreed. Despite the shambles that the party is in, despite the split, despite the revolution that's coming and the gulags that we're going to, we both still think it was a net good.
I don't say despite. I say because of. Because of. Okay. Bring it on, baby.
Right. You're always a little ahead of me.
Yes. If it's going to happen, bring it on. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Well, since we agreed.
We should probably drink. Cheers.
You know, to the
breakfast of champions.
Ooh, that's salty.
That's salty. And that's
okay.
Stuff. Okay.
Go. So we'll reset. Go back to the middle.
Dave, next prompt is to you.
Cigars are just pretentious cigarettes.
Wow. Well.
Well, your answer is obvious.
Yeah.
Your answer.
I think your answer too. I could be wrong.
You know what? I think the answer is no for me on that. I've hung out with you people.
Yeah.
And that's still what I call you guys, you people.
You people.
But I've had you and Clavin and some of the other people at my house.
Prager. Cigar guy.
And you guys all smoke your cigars. Yes. Maybe I smoke something else at the same time.
Who knows?
But are you doing it out of pretentiousness, out of some sort of higher than that, or are you doing it because you enjoy it?
It's not pretentious if it's not pretend. And the other thing is, you know, I love cigars.
Did you just come up with that?
Oh, right on the spot.
That was incredible.
As always, yeah. I've smoked cigarettes a handful of times, but I don't really smoke cigarettes. I don't really. Actually, I'm trying to remember, the last time we had dinner, right before I fled and
I remember
back,
when you lied to me about
when I lied to you and then I didn't look back and turned into a pillar of salt.
Yeah.
It was me smoking a stogie.
Yeah.
You not smoking a stogie. Clavin smoking a stogie. Prager smoking a stogie. Adam Carolla.
Cigarettes.
Ripping cigs.
Yeah.
And that.
So what does that prove?
So, you know, well, Adam, much more a man of the people, I would say. Much, but however, I don't think it's a pretentious thing. I think it's just a matter of taste.
It's just a matter of taste. Yeah. You like that taste.
That's right.
And that smell.
And you know what they
say? And other people don't like it, but you like pushing it on them.
De gustibus non disputandum est. Nothing pretentious about that Latin phrase at all. There's no accounting for taste.
There's no accounting for
whatsoever.
Taste.
All right. Next question?
Yes.
We should drink, though, right?
Yes. Yeah, probably. We don't have cigars here?
Mm-mm. Mm. It's good.
All right.
A lot of vitamins and things.
Yes.
Mm. Drink.
What?
That's the prompt.
Just drink? Drink?
Yeah.
Just drink?
So, well, you got to figure out what the other person is going to say to that. You understand. So the prompt is drink.
This is getting very
So will you agree with that or will you not agree with that?
Yeah.
Let's say yeah.
All right.
Wow. We got that right.
We got that one right. Okay. All right. This.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We're going deep. We're going deep.
That was the easiest one to answer.
All right. Caitlyn Jenner is the most likely candidate to win in the recall of Gavin Newsom.
So we have to be precise. Are we saying including Newsom?
Ah, see.
This is the
you
trick.
Are a true political pundit, Mike.
Yeah, I.
Because the average person may not know. It doesn't mean that Newsom is just disappearing because of the recall. He gets to run again.
Yeah.
It's just triggering a new election.
So
that's
is it
a wonderful technical point you're making?
But let's just say among the
among the non-Newsoms.
The non-Newsom kids.
Yeah.
Right. That's true because they're going to be a lot.
Is Caitlyn number one out of the non-Newsoms?
Okay, and so I'll answer for what you think, and you answer for what I think. So,
yeah, it's got to be right.
Yeah, like, right. So there's no question, Kate, well, it creates this problem. Do I say he? Do I say she?
I leave that to your personal choice.
To my personal pronoun choices.
Yeah.
However, whether he or she, Caitlin has hired a very expensive team of very prominent Republican consultants.
Yeah,
raising a lot of money, has been taking this very seriously. I was hoping there might be a different candidate for governor of California. A sort of likable person with a high profile and broadly conservative views, more conservative by the day, you might say.
Are you talking about Randy Quaid? Because he said he's considering it.
Randy Quaid, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one.
I see what you're doing there. But
I just was wondering, there's still time before the election.
Knowles, as I told Candace,
mm-hmm.
the idea that at 3 a.m. my phone would ring and they'd say, Governor Rubin,
mm-hmm.
there's been an earthquake in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do about it?
Say,
like,
I know,
call back.
I was at the clubs all night.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? But that really is the problem with politics. Anyone who's sane and decent and wants to live a good life, why would you ever
of course.
Want to do it? You have to be basically a
psychopath. You'd have to be crazy, but you could say, Yeah, well, you like Gavin Newsom obviously is American Psycho. He is Patrick.
Yeah, no, he really is.
You know what you could pick up and you say, I am the earthquake. I am the storm, baby. Come on in. I'm going to revolution. All right.
I just don't want to take a call. I get it. No matter what could they possibly, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, you'd have to go like take a photo op or something over, you know, the earth that's open. That's true.
Well, but did you hear that Randy Quaid is considering running for real?
I did see this.
So imagine if it's now 1989. Right, 1990, and they said to you, in 30 years, not only will Donald Trump have been president and will already be out, but in 30 years, Bruce Jenner as a woman and Randy Quaid, the cousin from the Christmas Vacation, will be running for governor of California.
To take over after a couple of other people from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What a world, man, what a world.
Yep, that's true. Yeah. I'm hoping after a few more drinks, I can return to this question for you. But you're right. In the meantime, it's Jenner versus Quaid.
Yes.
All right. Masks will be mandated permanently on airplanes. Now, again, we got to be a little careful here. Mandated all of the time.
Right.
Mandated maybe just for flu season. But some kind of mask mandate.
Okay.
Totally.
I have to say, Mills, in that we've answered a lot of these the same. You've become quite astute in your political opinion.
You know, I've just learned from the
best. And I'll drink to that. I'll drink to that. That one's honestly pretty depressing. But, you know, I think you and I are pretty eye to eye on this, which is that the masks, the lockdowns, none of this has anything to do with COVID anymore.
No.
It has nothing to do with keeping people safe. It is a bunch of, like, psychopath authoritarians who don't understand anything about science trying to control our lives. Like, it has nothing to do with anything beyond that.
It's the secular keffiyeh.
You know,
In the Middle East, they've got the head then this is the version of that for secular libs.
Yeah. I have to say it's nice being here in Nashville where nobody's wearing the mask.
Oh, no. We actually, you know how we greet people here? We lick the nearest doorknob. We do. We do, just for our freedom.
I was wondering what you were doing out there. All right, let's see what we got here. Ooh, this is good. This is good. The trial of Derek Chauvin was a fair trial.
Okay.
We have to be very technical about that. The trial.
The trial of Derek Chauvin.
The trial.
Fair trial. And this is what the other person would say.
Yeah. Oh, don't make a move yet. I don't want you to tip me off here, but I want to think this through. What would Michael Knowles say? Wow, we agreed again. So what's your thought process on this?
You know, when the mob goes into a restaurant in New York and they say, hey, it's a real nice restaurant you got here, sure would be a shame if something happened to it. Why do you have a legitimate fear of the mob? Because they're intimidating and they're making threats to you, but also because they've carried out these acts of violence in the past and gotten away with it. That is exactly what BLM did. That is exactly what the elected politicians like Waters and Kamala Harris did, right? Waters calls for violence. Kamala Harris bails out the rioters.
And they did the civil suit before the trial. So they already gave the family $27 million.
Right. We already knew. Waters at the time said, if they don't get the murder conviction, burn down the country.
Yeah.
And we were told, oh, the jury, no, don't worry. It's okay. They didn't hear about it. But even the judge who said, he said, I'm not going to declare a mistrial.
Yeah.
But Maxine Waters just gave you a great appeal. So he's admitting, he's like, I should declare a mistrial, but I'm just not. Obviously, it was not fair.
Yeah, I don't even have much to add to that. Like, that sort of pressure, and I was thinking about it this way, like, if you were a juror on that, and you had any fear, a legitimate fear, even 2%, that you might be leaked, you know, once this thing's over, that your address, your name, you might be doxed, like, and especially now in an internet world where you can't keep, it's like, it would be within your complete rational self-interest to go for the guilty verdict, and that's how twisted justice has become.
Imagine the courage required, because it's not even just you.
Yeah,
it's your family.
It's your family.
It's your loved ones. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. Cheers.
You're drinking my drink. Here, all right.
In the spirit of freedom from COVID, you know, I feel
that tastes a little COVID-y.
Well, it does. That is the vaccine, actually.
That was the vaccine.
That'll kill the germs.
That was it right there.
All right. No, I'm up. It's my question.
Sorry.
Hold on, real nice. Okay.
You want to? I actually didn't. It said, I think I saw the word custodian, maybe.
Okay, well, close. Yeah. It was, criminal justice reform is needed in America. Well, now this is a very broad.
That's broad.
Question.
That's broad.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But I'm gonna take it at its broadest.
Oh, I see what you're doing once again.
At its broadest. Okay.
I touched this one. So at the broadest, I know you. Yeah, I know you're gonna do that.
No question.
Yeah, like
we need more death penalty. We do. We need more. We have an under-incarceration problem in this country.
Too many lawyers.
We have first of all too many lawyers.
Yeah.
And we have BLM and Antifa.
Yeah.
Torched the country last year. And then at the that was one side of their the other side of their mouths, they complain about over-incarceration.
Right. Well, none of them got arrested. Kamala Harris actually funded some of them getting out of jail. The funny part about that, you know this from LA, we're still like pretty much where the Daily Wire offices were. It's still all boarded up and it looks like.
No, you're kidding me.
Yeah, no. But the best part of the boards are that they all say, you know, peace, love, tolerance, whatever, BLM, love everybody. But it really, you mentioned the mafia before. It's a mafia game. They're boarding up their businesses saying, we are writing this stuff because we know if we don't write this stuff, you're going to burn down our businesses.
You know,
it's the worst kind of mafia tactic.
Yes.
Because it's too, the mafia tactic that you like is when you walk into the restaurant and they're like, you know, I'm going to.
Pay up.
Yeah, that there's at least a subtlety to it, or at least, you know, you're going to get a free meal. But this is like
here,
full
please,
on burn it down. Yeah.
In Brentwood, so one of the nicest neighborhoods in LA, I saw these boards up. This was during the height of it, in July and August. And they, I kid you not, it said, they had receipts printed on there of the donations they had made to ACT Blue and BLM.
Think how psychotic that is.
There were some that said minority-owned business.
Yeah.
Like the lamb's blood. Like, go kill Whitey, but don't please. And by the way, these were a lot of them were not minority-owned businesses.
Right.
But because they said, please, please, go burn the other guy. Don't take me. We need criminals.
I'm good. I bow forever. We took an interesting twist on that one.
Mm-hmm. It was very.
I like it, Knowles. I would put these people in jail.
Yeah. That's the justice reform I like.
All right. Critical race theory should be federally banned from all public schools and universities. I think we can both just drink on this one.
Yeah, let's.
You really?
Both? Yes.
Yeah. I think we got that one easy enough.
Yeah. It's just poison. You know, some people don't get it because they say, oh, what's the big deal? Just, you know, they'll have this class on critical race theory, but then this one won't be. There is a thought that stops thought. And that is the only thought that ought to be stopped. Critical race theory actually says, not only, you know, you're horrible because of your race or you're great because of your race, it also says there's no such thing as objective truth.
Yeah.
It also says, like, hard work is white supremacist, you know.
Being on time is white supremacist. Like, it's here to destroy everything. Yeah. Like, so I don't think it's a real jump to say that it's a thought cancer is what I would say. It's here to destroy the ability to talk about other ideas. So the idea that you would teach that at a college, well, that might explain why all the colleges are crumbling.
Right.
But I think we can both agree that Asians should be banned from Harvard.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
We need more spots for, you know, for us.
White people.
That's what I mean by us. You know, the...
You
do I count? I don't know if I count. I'm a little under.
No. Since you left LA, you're a little paler.
I have gotten paler. That is true. I know. We've got to check in with Ibram Kendi to see how much privilege I have in my swarthy skin.
Yes.
Roe v. Wade. Ooh, this is actually a pretty good one for Dave Rubin. Roe v. Wade should be overturned.
I've spent my life trying to avoid this question.
Yes. Now, you know that. Now, that's a. Okay. That question is actually leaves open a few different interpretive possibilities. But, I mean, you know my answer, but...
Right. So your answer, obviously, is this.
Yes.
What do you think my answer is?
That Roe v. Wade, that the court case that took this issue away from the states, that's certainly the dominant reading of it, should be overturned. I'm going to out you, I think, right now. I don't know if you've talked about this publicly. You haven't told me any of this privately. I think you believe that Roe v. Wade should be overturned, even if you don't agree, which all pro-life laws are, I think on the court case, you would agree.
Michael, as you know, I made a begrudging pro-choice 12-week argument in Don't Burn This Book, New York Times bestselling Don't Burn This Book. Great book, by the way. Mm-hmm. Great book. Yeah. That being said, and I think maybe I've discussed this once on some random podcast because someone flat out asked me, the defense of the idea that it should be a federal law doesn't really make any sense to me. And of course, you should kick it back to the states and the states should decide. And really, if liberals could stand on any principle that would make sense, then if the idea is, okay, well, now these 12, let's say, southern-ish states are going to ban abortion, if you really want abortion access, well, then you can still do nonprofits to get people to cross state lines and all that stuff. I know you wouldn't be thrilled with that idea. And I don't love the idea. I'm not sitting here like I love abortion.
But you're just talking about what the court be doing,
and what freedom is and federalism and everything. something else. So you were quite astute on that one.
Cheers to that,
you
my
were,
friend.
You were quite
yes,
astute.
Yes, all
quite,
right.
Well, because there's a difference between your own personal beliefs and personal morality and what the legal system can
yeah,
do.
What the Constitution yeah. sets up. Yeah. Oh, fabulous. This is great.
Good one. Whoever put that question
yeah, that
in
is
there.
A good, that is a good one.
I don't. You pay these people out of your pocket, right?
I,
whoever
oh,
put
yeah.
that question in.
Yeah. And by the way, am I be, ever going to be paid? Yeah. Does anybody have an answer to that? We'll find out.
Conversations and not wielding political power is what's going to save America. That's a good one, too. They're good. They're good.
Conversations. Well, okay, hold on. So I think you know my
I can move on this one very
quickly. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But what does Dave think? Dave 5 or 6 years ago versus Dave now? They might be different answers. Dave 5 or 6 years ago, I think all about the conversations. You know, but to the exclusion of wielding political power, Dave of locals fame, Dave of political activism, I'm saying no.
You're an interesting chap, Knowles. You are correct. I don't think conversations can do it alone. Yeah. But I would say that it's not purely political power.
Right.
And you kind of hit that there. I believe we just have to build stuff.
Yeah.
And the stuff that they're building will crumble. That's why the idea that the government is going to save YouTube or Twitter, it's like, let it fail.
Yeah, right.
Let it fail because they bring in programmers that are based on diversity as opposed to skill, while people like me build things like locals. So I think it's more about building than wielding political power, per se. But in the strict sense of the question, you still have to wield some power. That's, by the way, why I never called myself a pure libertarian.
Right.
And that's there's that constant debate.
This is good.
Yeah, yeah. This is
good. Good.
This
well, now,
some,
the, you know,
somebody,
they're going to call us fascists because of that answer. So, you know, chin-chin as
to Fauscism.
To Fauscism, yeah. Mm. Okay. Oh, this is, man, this is such a real point. Alex Jones is more accurate than CNN. So, okay.
That's good. That's good.
I'm not even going to wait.
Yeah. Alex Jones is more accurate than CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
no doubt. There's
yes.
no doubt. The,
Alex
the frogs
Jones,
are gay. They're trans, actually. He was cautious about the frogs. He was.
What was the deal with the frogs? So he thought if you lick the frog, what was the deal?
No, hold on a second. There's no licking frogs.
There was no licking?
No,
that's something
so
else.
What he's referring
But there is a toad you can lick that you'll trip. You know,
yes.
Right?
You can. Yeah, yeah, that's going to be our next game, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the thing about the frogs, because we all made fun of
the genderless frogs. There
was a study done by Yale and the EPA in Connecticut of these waters that had chemicals in them.
Yeah.
The frogs were being disproportionately turned not gay, but hermaphroditic.
Yeah.
So they were developing both sex organs. So Alex Jones was actually the most responsible journalist in America. He sort of brought it back to the more modest claim of, they're turning the friggin' frogs gay.
Yeah.
But really, he should have said, they're turning the friggin' frogs trans.
Right. But even he knew he could only touch it so much. I would say the reason my answer is yes is that, first off, everything CNN says is basically a lie.
Yes.
Virtually everything they say all the time is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also say that Jones, and this is really true, I have never watched, if you took all the clips I've ever watched of him, maybe it's 5 minutes, but I've seen like the screaming stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But he sort of has been directionally right, let's say, when it comes to, is there a giant sort of globalist operation that's sort of taking over the world that we're now seeing through COVID and lockdowns and everything else? It's like, that's...
So
he was directionally right about something very big.
He did a bit once. I thought it was one of those crazy things he ever said. He said a lot of things that are pretty kooky.
Yeah.
But he comes out and he says, they're the globalists. The globalists, Chi-Coms, are making human-monkey hybrids so that they can do their experiments and extend their lives. And I was just like, oh, okay, here we go. The human-monkey. Let me just go to CNN.com. Human-monkey. Oh, my gosh, he's right. Oh, no, they're actually doing that and admitting that.
Yeah. We've got human-monkey hybrids?
Yes. That was a headline like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so you gotta hand it to
him. All right.
The guy has gotten a few things right.
All right.
Which is more than you can say about CNN.
To our impending cancellation.
All right.
Some type of universal health care should be provided for all American citizens.
Some
another type. Yes, interesting in the linguist. Wait, first off, we're not in the center position.
Some type. Okay, I can answer this.
I think, wow, Knowles.
Yeah.
Well, you first, because I think that's the bigger shock here.
You're right. You would. Of course there should. I mean, there always has been.
Right.
That's
the answer.
Like, am I saying that we should have like Cuban style? You know, totally. I've driven by Havana Hospital. Okay, people don't. Everyone can go in there, but they don't have any medicine or doctors. So it's
like
not,
Hotel California.
It's like Hotel California, you can never leave.
Yeah.
But of course, should we have some? You know, if you go to an emergency room, but you don't have money. They should take care of you, as we do in America.
I knew you were going to say it, and that's why I said yes. That's what, even put aside Obamacare for a second, it's what we've had forever, which is that if there is something really wrong with you, because of the Hippocratic Oath, they are not going to turn you away
at
the hospital.
Yeah, so. This was like such the lie in 2006, 2007, when that was a really hot issue. Yeah. They'd say, people are dying on the streets. And I'd say, I don't know, I walk around a lot of streets. I don't see that happening.
You know? Well, you also left L.A. There's people just dropping between homelessness and COVID. Yeah. Yeah, they're just, they can't breathe. And,
that's
you
true.
Know.
Yeah. All right. You make a good point.
All right, fair.
All right, chin-chin to being our brother's keeper.
To giant government health care.
All right. Today, ooh, wow, this is actually a tough one. Today, our Second Amendment rights are under greater threat than our First Amendment rights.
Another good one.
So what does Dave think about this?
What do you think about this? I'm going to say, you're saying Dave says no. I think, I'm actually going to say no as well.
You're right.
You want me to go first on this one?
Yeah.
So the reason I think the answer is no is that the people that have guns are not going to give up those guns very easily.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the gun. It took me a while to get there, but that is the beauty of the gun.
Yeah.
The First Amendment stuff, we know people are giving it up all the time.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because it's the government right now, but between big tech and people silencing themselves, like the true spirit of the First Amendment has been completely trampled on.
Yeah.
That being said, they obviously are coming for guns, but I think there's a more functional, like guns are a literal thing that people will not give away. I love the buyback too, which is like, it's not a buyback. If I didn't buy it from you, then that we can't, that's not really a buyback.
And if you're making me do it, it's a mandatory buyback.
Yeah, the buyback. Yeah, so
that's called robbery, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, grandma, I'm here for the mandatory buyback of your VCR.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So that would be my position.
Yes, that is a good position. The Second Amendment protects the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
That's part of the beauty of the Second Amendment. But between the government outright saying you can't, don't forget, it's not just free speech, it's also freedom of religion, it's also freedom of assembly. Yeah. So the government says, BLM can assemble and steal Puma shoes, but conservatives who want to protest that, you can't assemble, you can't go to church, you can't speak. And then you got the blob, the corporate blob, which is working in cahoots with the government.
Yep.
It's a little blurry, but they're the ones who are really silencing you on big tech. Yeah. Drink to that while we still can.
All right. Well, two freedom-loving people.
Mm-hmm. And to guns.
Can
harder
still
to take away.
Speak freely and drink.
So now you're up.
I bought cryptocurrency. So
this would be, this is, you, I'd be answering whether you did.
Yes,
or
and yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say you're a conservative.
You know me.
You
so
like
well.
The FDIC.
Yes.
You like the functioning banking system.
Beyond that?
Yes.
Because I'm skeptical,
you
know, of the system, but you are right. I'm a conservative. What the hell is a Bitcoin? I don't know what that is.
Oh, here
is.
We go.
Listen,
Dad, I don't have time for this right
now.
Come on,
okay? Sonny.
But you should have
you
some
with
of
your
it.
Instas and you your Snappies and your, huh?
All right, so I am right that you did not.
Yeah, you are.
You said that I did. Now, I'm going to get you on a technicality here, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I have never bought crypto.
You've been given it.
I've been given crypto. And let's just say I'm doing quite well. I have a bunch of Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is worth something. And I did not buy any of it. It was early on. When I started hearing about it, I posted my little Bitcoin address somewhere. And people started donating. And it kept coming in. So I've got a nice little Bitcoin nest egg.
You know, there was a time I was playing with one of the producers, I was playing pool.
Yeah.
And I was just hustling him at pool.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, he owed me whatever, 50 or 100 bucks. And he said, okay, I don't have cash, but I'll give you some Bitcoin. I said, okay, whatever, man. And he sent it to me. But I never did it. I don't even know how to do it. So I'm probably a millionaire, and it's, I don't know.
Well, you have an app? What do you got?
No,
you got
I don't.
Coinbase?
I have email and Twitter. Are those the apps that I don't know?
All right. So the ant. So, well,
so I was
well.
Wrong.
We should drink to my financial well, success.
Yes. Yeah. In celebration and in regret.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. If I move to Nashville, I'm going to basically buy the town.
Okay. Mm. Climate change is an existential threat to the human race.
Man.
Done.
Yeah.
Easy.
It's not, and even if it was, we'll get off this rock, we'll figure something else out.
We'll figure it out, man.
Just stop whining about it. It's just so boring. I saw Deep Impact. A couple people survived.
Come on, it's fine.
What happened to Bruce Willis at the end of Armageddon? Mm-hmm. I don't remember, but I think he lived. Or at least Affleck lived, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Armageddon, by the way, is a Christmas movie. I know that that's like a big debate.
No. You're talking about Die Hard.
Oh.
You just got Armageddon and Die Hard.
I don't. Armageddon's a Christian movie. It's Armageddon.
I guess it's Christian-ish, but I don't know if they.
No, yeah, you're
yes,
right.
That was your, Bruce Willis is an actor who's been in several movies.
I got him confused.
Yeah.
You're up.
Religious revival, specifically Christianity, is the only way to bring the country back together.
I actually want to be this a little
this, yeah, this is interesting, and there's some technical stuff here.
To bring the country back together. Actually,
you're a great political thinker.
Knowles,
it's incredible. It's
amazing. It's
incredible.
At least 85 to 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So yes, because how do you bring a country together? You bring a country together on language. We don't all speak the same language.
Yeah,
really.
Which we're not even allowed to say that.
You're not even allowed to say that.
Should be the language.
Well, here's a really edgy one. You can bring a country together on race, right? Yeah. There are plenty of countries that are racial countries. That's not going to happen here. Obviously, we're all different sorts of races.
Well. Let's if Ibrahim Kendi and the rest of them,
You're right. Then we certainly won't bring a country together. You can bring a country together on a shared, I guess you'd call it civic religion. You know, the admiration for the founders. Obviously, they're pulling the statues down. That's kind of crumbling.
Right. It can work for a certain period of time, I would say that.
Yeah. But if you want to bring together, well, especially if you think it's all true, then you want to be in accordance with the truth. But also, if you want to bring together a country where neither Jew nor Greek nor slave nor free, but all are one in Christ Jesus, and you have a country of humility and charity and love of one another coming from the very religion that formed your civilization, that's probably a good bet.
That's probably a good bet. Yeah. So I would say the answer is basically, you're drinking to your own answer. I like that. You were like, I really enjoyed what I said there, and I'm going to drink
it. You know, I wish I had a smoke. Yeah. The body is a temple, and the temple needs incense, of course.
I would say the answer is yes to that, because I think the secular stuff can work for a while, especially in good times. And then the second we get into weird times, such as what we're in right now, once secularism has run rampant where you can't say boys are different than girls and all the rest of it, that the only thing that can unify at that point is something true that is before us, something that my parents believed, that their parents believed, that their parents believed, that their parents believed. And we can whittle away whether specifically that should be Christianity or Judaism or Judeo-Christian, all of that stuff is sort of
Zoroastrianism.
Secondary, obviously, what's Tom Cruise, that whole thing, Scientology, But in essence, if you don't have that, and I think that that's what's happened with the left, there is nothing that is true anymore. And that doesn't have nothing to do with the fact that they are completely a-religious. It's an odd position for me to argue from, as you know, but I've...
But it's a true
position. The world is what it is. You know? What are you going to do?
Oh, man. I'm going to get kicked off YouTube for this one.
Oh, no. Was the election stolen?
Okay.
That's how we could both get kicked off right now.
In 2020, Joe Biden won more legal votes than any president in American history. Due to YouTube rules, make your guess, but do not verbally confirm if the other person guessed correctly. give only a nonverbal confirmation. So the
It's a good thing I bring my lawyer with me to these shows.
This is good.
He's waving his hands.
So the prompt is...
Wait, repeat it one more time. I want to get it technically totally right.
In 2020, yes. Joe Biden won more legal votes than any president in American history. You know, man...
But what was the caveat related to YouTube?
Do not... So we make the guess. Okay, we're going to... think the other person thinks. But we cannot verbally confirm whether or not that guess was right. Okay?
This is how it all ends. Just
done.
Just
I don't even. Next question. But I'll drink to that. I'll drink a lot. I've been drinking a lot.
Drink. It's just drink. A drink. It's just a drink. There you go.
This was a great last YouTube video.
I enjoyed being on YouTube. Yeah. It was a wonderful time.
It was fun. That's fine. All things must pass. I have been vaccinated for COVID-19. We can probably tell this by the amount of cell service around the room. I have been vaccinated. Actually not totally sure.
No.
Yeah, of course. Okay. I just didn't know if, like, for
what
travel.
What do you think? I want the third arm or the...
the tail coming out. I know. I just didn't know. Because the real caveat is they're going to make us do it to travel.
Yes.
And so I've avoided it thus far. I've assiduously avoided it. And, you know, those vaccine passports don't seem all that difficult to produce. But they're really pushing it. I mean, they are really saying you can't leave the country. Some people are saying you shouldn't leave the state.
Yeah. I have not got it. I see no reason to get it.
Yeah.
In many ways, the vax people are the anti-vaxxers because they seem to think that they can get the vaccine, that still everyone else has to get the vaccination.
Yeah,
triple mask and still don't go out, and whatever Biden said about maybe on the 4th of July. It's like these people are completely bananas.
Yeah.
I personally don't think that a relatively young, healthy person should get a vaccine that was rushed out. This is just my personal belief, that was rushed out when you know that if you get sick, you have a 99.7% chance of recovering completely fine. Just in the last 2 weeks, my sister and her two kids got it, 6 years old and 2 years old. They were all sick for about 3 days. My brother-in-law, who lives in the same house as my sister, did not get it, and they were sick for 3 days, and they were all okay. Should we have destroyed the world because of this?
Destroyed the world, especially when you're talking about the kids, shooting up rates of anxiety, stress, depression.
Yeah.
Can't believe I invited a science denier to come on this.
This is very...
It's like I'm talking to Joe Rogan over here.
He's
last...
Exactly. So...
So... For the immune system.
To heresy.
To heresy and to killing all the germs, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure tequila would do it. I don't know about vodka.
I don't know. Gin, thank you.
Gin, yeah. The Star Wars prequels are better than the new Star Wars trilogy.
The new one, meaning this new, the...
The last three.
With the girl.
Rise of Skywalker.
With Luke Skywalker's a girl now or whatever. Yeah, that one.
Yes, that one with Rey and the other girl.
I might have tipped my hand on my view.
The prequels are better. That was
it. The prequels are better.
The answer absolutely. Well, the answer absolutely is yes.
Yes.
Let me allow me as a professional on this one to handle this. Yeah. The prequels are excellent and they are getting better like fine wine. They tell an incredible story about the accumulation of power and how political leaders use a crisis to accumulate that power, and that how once you have that power, you take out the other side. That almost has nothing to do with, you know, Luke and Obi-Wan and Yoda and everybody else, but just that giant, everlasting story in and of itself, plus that Jar Jar Binks.
The Jar Jar, you know,
incredible.
Okay, this is, so everyone always goes to Jar Jar as the worst part. No, whatever, Jar Jar is fine. The one that got me about the prequels is the midichlorians. They took the force
and made it scientific. I know, I get that.
But they're still better.
They're true. There's a truth to
them. Yeah.
Where the new ones, it's just like, it was just a mess. You know, I could go on my...
And like the girl
beats
up the big guy, I know.
I could go on my 80-year rant that Rian Johnson, who did the middle one, he hates Star Wars.
Yes,
they actually
brought
in a guy that hates
Star
Wars.
That's right, yep. Yeah.
And then JJ just had to try to clean it up at the end.
No, I agree. Peter Cushing did a great job, I felt, in the new ones, but yeah. Okay.
You think I didn't get that reference? I got the reference.
That's the real esoteric for
yeah,
the
yeah.
In 2021, a degree from Yale is basically worthless.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm gonna disagree on my point. It's, I would say you're very likely not gonna leave there with an education. You're very likely not gonna leave there loving your country or knowing much about your country. You're probably gonna leave confused about like what sex you even are. But you can probably still work for Goldman Sachs.
Right, but you're gonna get a job at a think tank. Got it. Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with that. And yeah, the schools have, well, let's put it this way. You know, I started a tech company in the midst of all this. If someone came to me with a Harvard resume or a Yale resume, I would be like, why would I want that person?
Get out of my office.
Yeah,
right,
I want
now,
a kid, basically, who learned how to do stuff and do it right and,
totally.
And everything else.
No, totally.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. I would bake a gay wedding cake.
Okay. This is, well, I don't know how your baking skills are, but I suspect I could get your answer. Okay, as I answer for you, I'll think about my answer. So the answer is complicated. It depends on the type of cake.
Interesting.
If the cake were, you know, Michael's famous cake recipe, and Michael makes these cakes all the time, and then Dave says, hey, Michael, I booted...
Can I have one of those?
Yeah,
specific...
I booted Mr. David out. I'm doing this whole thing over again, and I want one of Michael's special cakes. Yeah, of course. There's no question.
Yes.
But if the question were, as happened to that poor baker in Colorado,
right.
If you called me and you said, hey, Michael, I need you to bake me a cake that is not, I don't, it, it doesn't, it's not just a rainbow flag cake. I want it to be like a very vivid depiction. I want there to be bed sheets crumpled everywhere. I want this to be a specific application.
My God, no, bed sheets. Yeah.
I've got all these ideas in mind.
Yeah.
Then I couldn't do that. I couldn't. Participate in the artistic act of depicting this thing, which is contrary to the Catholic definition of marriage.
Yes.
But would I sell you the Michael Knowles special cake? Of course.
Yes.
So what is the, I don't know what the answer is on that.
So that's, you're deep in the weeds on that.
I know.
I would say my answer is I would not bake the cake because I don't like to bake. So this is really more of a, so I took this as more of a baking issue.
Yes.
Than, like, so like, would I make steak for gay people?
Yeah. No way.
Absolutely. No, never.
Yes, no way.
No, if more steak, well, you've had my steak.
It's magnificent.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's juicy,
yes.
It's hot, it's delicious.
This, yes.
So I would make steak for gay, but I'm not just, this is more of a, baking is very technical and measurements.
Right.
I don't, yeah.
You're right. That's
you made more of a broad societal,
yes,
Catholic.
Philosophical.
Yeah,
theological.
I just made it about the baking.
Yes, that's a fair point. I've never had your baking.
Yeah, and I don't bake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Me?
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
it's me.
Yes.
Okay.
Two more after this.
Two more. At a dinner party, when someone says, I will stay in Los Angeles, do you believe them?
These guys are good.
These guys
They're
are good.
I have nothing to add to this other than you're a bastard. You're a liar. A cheat!
You know, here's what I will say. I'm going to put this to yes, because no one's ever lied to me about that. You know?
You haven't been burned the way I've been burned.
I have not been scorned and burned. You're right.
All right. Two more. Here we go. Speechless, controlling words, controlling minds, will sell more copies than Don't Burn This Book, Thinking for Yourself in the Age of Unreason.
Oh, wait, I do. Oh, so this is what you think? I think we both know.
I think relative to the cultural phenomenon and despite your old dead friends putting words in this book and everything.
And you know, I really...
I'll tweet about it.
I appreciate it. You blurbed it.
Yeah.
You know, even just on the... I felt I had a decent title.
Yeah. No, you have a great title. It's a great title.
They don't beat Don't Burn This Book. It doesn't, when Harry Became Sally, by Ryan Anderson, Don't Burn This Book, 12 Rules for Life. Those are the greatest book titles in history.
Speechless is pretty great, though.
Thank you.
It makes the point.
Thank you.
I would say on a technical side, for my first book to be like, this is my final definitive why I left the left kind of thing, it has like a really broad appeal where you're going to get your core conservatives and then move out from that.
You're right.
It's like a technical, like who buys books.
You're right.
With all due respect. And the fact that you're
disagree.
Quitting, you're drinking my drink again. But for the fact that you're To my success, huh? Come on.
Your success, okay.
Yeah, all right, this is the last one. This is it. Okay.
Okay. Being gay helped my career.
Just for the record, I thought you were bi.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I didn't even realize. Just, and your wife, the way you guys have done this whole thing with the kid and everything.
She never watches any of these sorts of things.
Being gay has helped my career, but you read that.
But I read this. So now this but this would be a statement that you would agree with, right? So like this could be you saying this statement too. So it's being gay has helped your career and my career.
Being gay has helped your career?
Just being
gay. I have
gay.
Made you people more human.
Yes.
Yeah. Being gay.
Just my being gay has helped my career. Your being gay has helped your career.
But you're not gay.
Can we answer the question, please?
So I'm going to say, I'm answering for you.
Yes. Being gay has helped my career.
In that you're not gay, I think I have to say no.
Dave, you...
Am I missing
You're
something?
You're so closed-minded.
Yeah.
You know, this is because... a typical closed-minded conservative.
Yeah.
Gay.
Has
multiple meanings.
And you are gay.
And I am pretty.
You are.
And
you
witty.
Like all those words.
Yes. And yes, gay.
You
and
talk
I do
with
think,
your hands.
You know, and conservatives, they're always so dour and angry and stuff. But I think I'm pretty gay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a gay conservative.
Right. Like if before gay meant homosexual.
Yeah.
There would be a bunch of guys at the bar.
Yes.
They're having a gay old time.
I can't believe
and that you would
this.
Be one of them.
You know, I think being a little light in the loafers has helped my career.
You are the very definition of gay.
You
are the gayest.
to this very, very gay conservatism.
We did it, Knowles.
Well, it's amazing what comes out after a few drinks.
I enjoyed being on YouTube.
Yes.
We had a good run.
We had a good run.
Yeah, you big homo.
See you.
Gear up for the great outdoors with Forlow, the brand that's revolutionizing outdoor apparel. Forlow's non-compromise, 100% American-made outdoor apparel protects your body from the elements so that your mind stays focused on the hunt, on the water, or on the trail. Your adventure starts with a solid foundation, which is why Forlow's base layer is designed to provide the comfort and insulation you need to keep going when the temperatures drop. Their uniquely breathable down layer ensures that you stay warm without overheating. And since proper protection goes beyond insulation, the final layer, a waterproof shield, completes the system. From UPF sunblocking material that shields you from harmful rays to polygene technology that masks your scent, Forlow's innovative designs and cutting-edge material ensures that you can focus on the adventure, not the elements. Their commitment to innovation and American craftsmanship will carry you beyond the known and into the unknown, where the journey truly begins. Get the most out of your time in the outdoors and go to Forlow.com and use code DAILYWIRE for 20% off your purchase. That's Forlow.com, code DAILYWIRE.